Well, good morning, and he has risen. He has risen indeed, and what a great time for us to be reminded of how important it is to reflect on our Lord and Savior. And I want to thank all of you this Easter for all the incredible encouragement that you have given me. I have been praying for the last several months, or at least it seems several months, that the Lord would allow me and use me to be a comforting voice in so much that is going on right now. And one of the ways I wanted to do that was to emphasize how unimportant our money is and how important knowing a living God is. And I hope that you've had time to reflect on that. I pray fervently that I have been a little bit of that comforting voice. So we'll get a look at economic data tomorrow, and I'll be on the air obviously in the morning, and we'll talk a little bit about what is going on. But I wanted to, as painful as it was, I have a friend who is going through a very painful time, and she she has asked me for this. I was not able to do the whole thing. I am difficult for me to do, but it's something I've never done before in my life, and don't plan on making it a habit, so do not worry. But I've left you, as I've been talking to her for the last 3 weeks. I'm going to leave you with this verse, not a verse from Scripture, but I'm going to leave you with this verse that God has been laying on my heart for weeks and weeks, every single day, all day long. And I have shared that with her over the last few days. And she said that I needed to share it with all of you. So I'm doing that. I hope you have a wonderful Easter, a wonderful day of worship and reflecting on our Lord and Savior. I'll talk to you Monday as I leave you with this important point of Calvary. I'm so unworthy of His mercies, yet while He was on the cross, I was on His mind. Yes, while He was on the cross, we were on His mind.